Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here at the Dream Factory are simple. We discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one of those film ideas we will nominate, and we always remember to do that at the end of the podcast as a winner. And there's actually an additional step for the winner this week, because once they've won, they'll then, in order to prove to us they are the actual winner, they'll have to navigate their way down a treacherous vertical ramp with no handrail, and then at the bottom, drink a glass of water with one hand. It can't be done. No human could do it. I'm Joel, a man who puts the art in Stella Artois. And across from me is John Harris, a man who has just started a campaign for all statues in Britain to be replaced with those little cars you put 20p in and ride, usually outside a co-op. Hello, John.
Hello. I think it'll bring joy to the masses, that. I just don't... It seems like a...
They'll be queuing around the block.
Yeah,
I think so.
And the money, we'll put it to a good cause. Win, win, win. Everyone's having a great time. The good cause being my cars outside of supermarkets company.
The best cause. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were in the PR for Stella Artois. What a nightmare.
Wait, what's happened? What?
Well, all the rioting guys.
Oh, yeah.
They love Stella so much. And Stella... The money Stella has spent marketing to make itself a cool, sexy European beer.
Yeah.
What's the point? What's the point?
I'm about to fully reverse their fortunes right now, because I quite like Estella. So there you go, lads. I also like it.
What about that cider they made a few years ago that was actually really nice?
Cider.
Look at that.
I remember it. Anyway, before we do some films, can we just let the listener know that we are incredibly low on film ideas? So rather than doing it at the end, I want to front load with a request. If you listen to this episode, send us a fucking movie idea.
Please help. Help, help, help. Hey, speaking of scraping the barrel, here's one from Martin. Stranger than fiction. The person narrating to Will Ferrell in the film is actually being told what to do by a narrator.
So, I can't really remember that film. It's not Will Ferrell narrating himself. It's a different person.
It's like someone writing a book or something.
Okay.
And everything they write or narrate, it happens to him, I think, and he sort of fights against it. I've never seen it, but isn't it supposed to be one of his good ones?
Yeah, there's like, so you've got like your Sundancing, like very quirky films, and then you've got like your mainstream comedies, and then you've got these ones that are slightly in the middle, like that, and like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, that I just commit, guys. I either go full mainstream or go full quirk.
100%. Completely agree. So this one's going full quirk, I think, because it's taking a middle-of-the-road quirk and adding quite an additional meta layer of quirk where the narrator from the film is being narrated to. And the good thing about this is the potential for sequels.
Exactly. Endless.
The narration will never stop. How do you think you get on? Everyone does sort of narrate their own lives, don't they?
If it was a different voice to my own internal monologue, if it was a notably different voice, I think I'd struggle. So long as it's like not like, you know, if it's like Morgan Freeman or something, I'd probably just become a better person.
Yeah, definitely. Do you ever think in French, given that you're half French?
No. Well, So I have done, and it is...
Oh, what was it like?
it is possible, but at the same time, like, it's kind of like... Like, obviously, other people who have, you know, who are in some way multilingual might correct me, but as far as I'm concerned, thought is more abstract than language a lot of the time. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know... You know, it's not like, but yes, I have thought in French. I've not like dreamt in French or anything like that, like some people would say. But yeah, I think thought is way more, like, you know, if you smell a bad smell, you don't think, oh, that is a bad smell. You just feel the feeling.
Sacre bleu.
If you smell a bad smell.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, that's interesting. When someone speaks French to you, do you imagine those words? I don't know. I don't understand how it all works.
I don't translate it inside my own head into English. No.
No. That's crazy, man. That's so crazy. Because you just know what it is.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
What a great chat.
hey, I'm fascinated. I'm very jealous.
What about this one from Morgan? Return of the Living Dead. A librarian / mad scientist gets annoyed when people don't bring back her undead subjects on time.
That's good. That's good. So why would you take one out?
So I have actually been thinking about this too much already, which isn't the rules of this show. We're supposed to come in, you know.
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, like you can donate your bodies to science.
I can and I have.
Maybe there's like a plate. There's like a specific morgue of bodies that are donated to science. And so this protagonist, she works at that morgue, and that is the library for bodies. And then the reason she gets annoyed that it's not been brought back is because it's come back to life. So this isn't a library for zombies. It's actually a library for bodies.
Oh, right.
And then a zombie outbreak happens. And so maybe she...
And so a zombie outbreak happens and her main concern is she's running low on a cadaver supply.
Exactly. And so that's the fun. That's where the fun comes in, is that her main... You know, the world is ending and there are zombies everywhere, but her main concern is to get this one body back to her library. And she becomes...
That is
like
good. Maybe it could be like a famous body.
Yes.
Everyone wants it. So she's been hiring it out at, you know, an extremely high cost rate. Maybe it's like a super genius.
Yeah.
And she wants to get the super genius brain back. But everyone's trying to destroy the brain because it's a zombie.
Perfect.
There you go. Bish, yeah. Bash, bosh. That's great.
And it and the super genius, it is become a zombie first, because the size of your brain or the way that your brain has worked in your life means that you're quicker to activate into zombie mode or something.
Excellent.
So it's geniuses first.
It's just a load of really smart zombies against a load of thick idiots.
Exactly.
I like that. I'm into that. The donating your body thing. Are you going to do it? Not put you on the spot there, mate.
What, to science? No. I mean, the organ donation thing, yeah. And I'm happy that it is now opt out rather than opt in. Which makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think I'd specifically give it for science. I'm happy with my body, but I don't feel like it should be studied for science.
What could they learn from you anyway?
Nothing.
You know? No. On the organ donation thing, people are always really weird about the eyes, aren't they? That's what everyone always talks about.
Yes.
People, you're always hearing people say, oh, they can have anything, but not my eyes.
Well,
why is that?
I don't know. Maybe they're worried that you donate the eyes to some horrible person or something, and you just have to live another life. And then what if they opt for organ donation and they pass away, and then that gets, so the eyes are now put in a third person that is also really bad, and then they're being narrated by Will Ferrell.
Here's a question, John. Would you rather give your eyes or your hands to a murderer? That's one of the great questions.
So we're a dinner.
Do let us know. we'll do a Twitter poll.
I haven't tweeted from that account in ages because I just feel, with everything happening, us going, isn't it funny how film titles look silly? Isn't worth it. But yeah, we can reactivate the account for that poll.
I think it's worthwhile. You haven't given me an answer yet.
Eyes, probably. What about you?
Oh, okay. So you've made it really easy for them to do their killing if they can see their victims. You don't get many blind murderers. But you also don't get many murderers without hands, I admit. I wonder. So this person has lost their eyes and their hands in a mad accident. Can't even begin to imagine what that would be. And they can only have one donation, because that's how it works. And it has to be from you. So they're going to pick your eyes or your hands. And would it be easier to kill someone with no eyes but hands, or with eyes no hands. It's got to be hands, isn't
it? One of each. There we go. Next question.
You'd give them one of each. You've made their life so easy, you bastard.
I was playing the role of the killer.
Are they both on the same side? I don't know why it makes a difference.
In my head, they were for some reason, but it is a good question. I'm not sure why that is relevant.
I think hands. I would give my eyes. That's right. Okay. Because they're not going to have any hands. What they have, they're going to kill someone.
Well, no, this isn't even a film idea. I don't know what's happening.
No, hey, all right. Let me move on to my next film idea. This one comes from Peter. It's Hands or Eyes.
Fuck's sake.
And it says here, John Harris has to decide whether to give his hands or eyes to a serial killer. Wow, that's weird.
That is so unbelievable coincidence there.
I'd love to watch that. Imagine if that was the first thing everyone saw back at the cinema. A film called Hands or Eyes.
Feels like it's part of like the Saw franchise, doesn't it? Like,
yeah. Imagine if Saw was spelled S-O-R-E. It'd be more appropriate. It's just because everyone gets really hurt when they're doing those horrible tasks.
Ow!
Eesh! Whoa! And they're like, all the challenges in the rooms are just like, you get grazes on your knees and stuff.
It's just a really low, it's space, yeah.
Little Jigsaw's like, I'm going to bend your finger back for 3 minutes. Ah!
I've got a paper cut!
Saw 7.
I think...
This time we're pinching.
All right, listener, that is your goal, is to come up with something better than what we just did then, Saw. So, good luck.
Good luck. Something better than hands or eyes. What about this one from Tom? Whoa! Hold your horses! Which you couldn't do if you didn't have any hands.
Or eyes. I'm so sorry. I feel like we're upsetting people by saying all this stuff.
Anyway, hey, how about this one from Tom? Four-leaf Cloverfield. A giant leprechaun is wreaking havoc over Dublin.
Love it. Excellent. Great.
Yeah. It's about time we had some giant leprechauns.
Enormous cultural stereotypes. We can take that to multiple countries. Mythological stereotypical creatures would be good, actually. I can't think of many others. What? Yeah, are there any mythological creatures that are so of a country like that? Good question.
Tweet us.
Right, giant leprechaun takes over Dublin. So from what I don't know a lot about the myth or lore of the old leprechaun. I assume he's looking for a big pot of gold somewhere. And
someone's stolen his pot of gold.
Great.
And so here's what it is. So Google have their offices in Dublin, right?
Yeah.
And they've not been paying their taxes, which means that the pot of gold has slowly disappeared because it's actually a public funded pot of gold. And due to cutbacks, Ireland have had to get rid of their great big pot of gold.
Oh, good one.
Because there's no tax money. And so a giant leprechaun stomps on the Google building.
Perfect. 90 minutes.
John, don't you think it's mad? Don't you think it's mad that it's the biggest city in Europe?
Nope, I'm not playing that game.
No, that is crazy. What do you think the biggest city in Europe is? Because it's Dublin. Do you know that? Do you know why?
John, we both worked for a company where the manager would frequently do that joke.
Because it's always Dublin.
Many moons ago.
Did we?
Yeah. Not the same time.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, he would do the joke at different times.
The manager would take us into a separate room one at a time, like it was like an appraisal.
John, what's the biggest city in Europe? I don't know. Do you count Turkey as Europe? It's Dublin.
What about this one from Matthew? The life of quacking.
It's just lots of ducks.
Well, I assume it's the life aquatic, but with ducks, right?
Yeah, but instead of underwater, it happens on the surface.
So the ducks come to the surface. I haven't seen The Life Aquatic, and I googled the synopsis, and it's while working on a documentary, Steve Zissou's partner gets killed under mysterious circumstances by a shark. How mysterious circumstances is being killed by a shark?
Yeah, sharks don't do really anything shady. They're pretty binary, right? You know, if a shark's killing you, it's not someone hasn't paid it off.
You don't see sharks
it's just hungry
round corners, like sneaking and looking.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. The shark's not part of some wider organisation.
Dressed up as a different fish at first. Anyway,
I revealed to you recently, John, that my nickname was Shark for a long time.
Yeah, which is it's funny because it's also your biggest fear. And it wasn't because it's your biggest fear.
No. We did a live show many moons ago in a different iteration of the podcast. And we did a screening of the film Ghost Shark.
No, it wasn't Ghost
Shark. Sand Shark? Raiders of the Lost Shark.
No, it's Jurassic Shark.
Jurassic Shark. I'm friends with the director of that on Facebook. And I interviewed him for that live show and it was a weird half an hour. Anyway, I dressed up as a shark for the live show. And that's where I met my girlfriend now, you know, that I've been with for years and years and years. And she was with her friends and they called me Shark in their WhatsApp group for ages afterwards. That's the coolest I've ever been.
Yeah, because you were dressed as you were basically like the shark next to Katy Perry at the halftime game. It wasn't entirely cool.
Yeah, but no, if it doesn't, you don't know that. If you were just looking over the shoulder at someone's WhatsApp message and everyone was talking about this guy, Shark, you think, bloody hell, he's the coolest guy around. Not because I was wearing, you know, a onesie with a big shark head on it.
Yeah, I think Shark is a name that I wouldn't want it. It's a name you have to live up to.
Yeah, true. I really felt weighed down by it.
So, right, anyway, so life of quacking, ducks go on a hunt for a shark that's killed another duck, I guess. Does that work?
Yeah. No, someone gets killed in mysterious circumstances by a load of ducks.
Now, I can see ducks can be sneaky.
No, that's swans.
Hmm.
And geese.
I just think...
Look, John, I've had enough of this. Don't throw ducks in with the geese and the swans. They're shady fuckers. Geese and swan, I've always said this, you cannot turn your back on a goose. You can't, because you'll turn back round. It's like those things in that Doctor Who episode where if you blink, they get closer. Turn your back on a goose, it's coming for you. You have to have your wits about you, don't you, when there's a goose nearby or a swan. Whereas a duck, what, a little mallard, that's not going to attack you.
Absolutely.
Serene.
Why is the one thing that everyone knows about swans the fact that they're strong enough to break your arm?
They're strong enough to break your arm and the queen controls them all.
Yeah.
She sends out signals. Signets, I can't remember.
One day she's going to send them all on us and we'll all have one broken arm. Or eye.
Very good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh dear, what about this one from Tony? Cabin in the Woo. The Wu-Tang Clan's tour bus breaks down and have to take refuge in the cabin in the woods while the ghost of Old Dirty Bastard hunts them down and kills them one at a time.
Oh, that's great.
Just a good idea.
And also, Ghostface Killer is the name of somebody who's going to have to, he's going to have to fulfill his name.
Amazing. And the one of them, is it the RZA? He's well into his martial arts movies and has directed one? So he's probably good. I think this is a goer.
And the big twist, like at the end of Cabin in the Woods, is that there's actually none of the members of Wu-Tang Clan. Because quite often they'll do gigs, won't they? And people don't really know which ones from Wu-Tang are actually there. That's like quite a common thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it turns out none of them are really there. And it's just, you know, people they've sent along to do the gig.
In my head, Wu-Tang Clan, like every time they do a gig, like some of them will be like, I'm going to send them my hype man instead, or like,
yeah, yeah.
And I just like imagine if they had scheduled it badly and all had sent hype mans one night, and so the songs are playing and there's just people shouting the ends of each line but not the rest of the rap. I'd love it.
Just, that'd be good.
Just nine men shouting the ends of lines. Oh, that's a really good image in my head. Anyway, what about this one from Alex? Midsummer Night's Dream, donkey heads dancing and death.
Yeah, I think that they're both equally mad. So here's a confession. I've not seen Midsommar, but my girlfriend watched it on a plane next to me.
I think you've discussed this, yeah.
I'd have a little glimpse over and it was scary enough then.
Mm.
So that's enough for me.
Yeah, I still haven't
That's how I'd like to consume all horror film. No sound, tiny screen. I can look at it maybe once every 20 minutes for a second.
Miles in the air.
Yeah. Going through horrible turbulence, eating some sort of insane reheated bit of tomato.
There's no food that tastes like airplane food.
Are we really doing this?
Yep.
What about airplane food?
They have to make it extra salty because your taste buds are all messed up. That's why apparently tomato juice tastes really good on a plane and not really on the ground.
Is that true?
I'm 90% sure that's true. If you're hearing this right now, listener, in the interim, I will have fact-checked what I've just said and made sure that it's fine to leave in the episode. So if you're hearing it, it's true.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get cancelled for lying about how delicious tomato juice is at a certain altitude.
Oh, yeah. I'm an authority on food, and I don't want to get in trouble or, you know, distrusted.
Hey, should we do our own film ideas? Here's my own film idea. District Takeshi 6ix9ine. The rapper Takeshi 6ix9ine is an alien, and he didn't really go to jail. He went to Area 52, or District 9, or whatever it is in the film, for testing.
Great. Yeah. He's got an incredibly weird vibe, even outside of the heinous allegations against him.
It's one of the weirdest vibes.
Yeah,
I don't really know what the brand is, what the Takeshi brand is.
Well, Joel, you know me and you, we're pretty clued up on the world of kind of SoundCloud rap and emo rappers and stuff. So we're very
big time. Hey, what about Lil Xan? There's one for you.
There we go.
But that's just one of three names that I know.
Yeah, I think he was just an extension of that kind of world, wasn't it? So it's like, it's almost like, you know, after emo, there came scene, which was like the emo aesthetic, but colourful. That's kind of...
It is that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. He gets tested on. I don't know. I don't know enough about the 6ix9ine story to even get involved, but so I feel terrifyingly on thin ice just even saying his name.
He is a certifiable bad dude, and I reckon within 2 years the controversy and scandal section of his Wikipedia will be longer than the music bit.
Pretty much
that's the bit we click anyway.
Oh god, yeah, definitely.
I love it when somebody's got a controversy sub bit in their Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, there's
the dream is when it's a separate article. You know when you go on Wikipedia and you're always like, click here for Coldplay's discography.
Yeah,
because the discography is too big for a little drop down. Oh my god, the day I find someone's controversy where it's like, click here for their separate, I'll take the day off work, strap in. I've got some controversies to read.
The Wikipedia controversy tab is probably the one that gets the most traffic, I'd say, on that website.
I'd love to know if that's true. I'm all over it.
Well, on that...
What's your favourite controversy you found on Wikipedia? Let us know on Twitter.
Great question.
There you go. Two questions. Hands or eyes? And favourite Wikipedia controversies.
Right. Here's my movie idea before we all lose it. PC gone mad. A personal computer loses it.
What can it do?
I don't know. Sends angry emails.
Who to, John?
I don't really... you're like, what could it do? You're using your computer. A lovely, normal family are using their computer, and then suddenly it's ordering weird stuff off the internet, getting it
that delivered. Little paperclip's telling them to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to close a program, and it's like, nah. We're keeping this one open, baby.
I've had computers like that. Oh, that's a fun bit to end on there, John. Well done. Thanks for coming along.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. Please send us your film ideas, Dream Factory Podcast on Twitter. God, do we need them.
Please,
bloody
please.
Hell, do we need them.
Did you hear
now
that?
Now more than ever, we need you. Hey, we'll be back after this. Well done, John.
Congratulations, Joel, on another episode.
I thought you said some good stuff.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought I said some good stuff too. I thought you said some good stuff too.
Thanks, man.
Any fun stuff from your week? Anything to update me on?
There's so little to update you on. I'm actually starting to worry about it quite a lot. Yeah, I haven't watched anything good. I haven't seen anything good. I've just been playing Call of Duty all the time.
Oh, mate.
Help. Help. Help.
Has anyone done Call of Booty?
No comment.
It's all the soldiers. They're normal. They've just got enormous asses.
Oh, good. Wonder how that would help. Big target.
Yeah.
But you could jump. You could probably jump out of windows and land on it and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. The
swings and roundabouts.
Power drop or whatever it's called would be easier.
What about you, John? What have you been up to?
Went to another thing yesterday.
Oh.
A Black Lives Matter thing, that is. This one had like speeches and speakers and stuff so you could hear, which was good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I've been reading some stuff, if you want some recommendations.
I'd love it.
I'm reading this. I'm reading
a Beano annual. For the listener, John's picked up a Beano annual.
To be fair, it is a comic. It's called Ironheart. Yeah. It's about when Riri Williams takes over the kind of Iron Man mantle from Iron Man.
And nice.
I thought ahead of, you know, now I'm a big Marvel movie nerd, but not really. I don't know the comics, and I thought I might as well get ahead of what they'll inevitably do in the future. So I thought,
yeah.
And then I'm reading this. I'm sat on my bed, so they're beside my bed. I haven't like. It seems like I'm doing show and tell.
A little show and tell.
Yeah,
I like this.
There we go. That's called
Stories of Your Life and Others
by Ted Chiang. It's the guy who wrote Arrival. It's lots of short stories by him.
Oh, cool.
I'm just currently on the one that Arrival's based on. And I watched the Five Bloods. Did you watch the Five Bloods?
Oh, I'm watching that this evening.
Oh, enjoy. There we go. That is worth your time if you're listening. And also, Joel, but you've already planned to watch it.
So. I'm not listening.
Oh, mate. Well, you know, sooner or later, we'll have to do one of these episodes in a garden or something.
Hands or eyes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.